Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
If you want to be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. What you think about that? Now you know how I feel.
Do the math. One and one is two. Two and two is three. Three and three is four. Wait a minute, that's not true. Wait a minute, what happened to my math skills? One and one is two. Two and two is four. Four and four is eight. Eight and eight is 16. 16 and 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 and 64 is 128. 128 and 128 is 256.
Why is there math? What are you doing?
I'm trying to make everybody broader in their thinking.
By taking us back to second grade timetables?
Oh, come on.
I think everybody
just took
a snooze instead.
Okay, listen, everybody's a critic. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, 34 and change past the hour here. The state of New Jersey, where Victoria comes from, being scrutinized. The story of Marsha Longinetti. Her son was killed. She has been working with the police to try to gain access to his, Kevin is the kid's name, his email, his phones, all that sort of thing. And as a result of the work, she has, in like time, canceled a lot of his subscriptions, credit cards, bank accounts, arranging his burial, that sort of thing. And then she tried to deal with his student loans, college loans. Ms. Longinetti called the feds about the loans. She told them her son had been murdered. Administrator offered condolences and said the balance will be written off. That was not in writing. That was a verbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
When she got a letter from the agency that had lent her son money, quote, please accept our condolences on your loss. After careful consideration of the information you provided, the authority has determined that your request does not meet the threshold for loan forgiveness. Monthly statements will continue to be sent to you. So this lady co-signed on the loans. She said she was shocked. She's confused. Her experience, however, is more the norm than not when it comes to this. Now, this was a state along with a federal loan. So I'm not sure how in New Jersey this works. I know how it works in Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, just to be clear, the federal loans were, they did go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the state loan, which is a private company that works with New Jersey. Yeah.
Is that, yeah, right.
They apparently don't give, you apparently still have to pay the loans if your kid dies.
So basically, you're dealing with loan sharks. State-sanctioned loan sharking. That's what this is all about.
I mean, let's think about it, though, from a different way. I mean, it's tragic, but let's think about this, because I know from personal experience, when my mom's mom died, the credit, that the debt that she had outstanding was still something my mom had to pay off. Mm. It's not like
wasn't that her estate? Your grandmother's estate paid for it?
No, because she didn't have really an estate. Basically, she left kind of in debt. My mom had to pay off her bills. And so that's what, I mean, this sort of, the thing is like you can go through the system and try to prove death certificates and try to make deals with creditors, but your bad behavior, your bad credit doesn't go away when you die at the end of a full life. It doesn't necessarily shock me that even though her kid's death is tragic, that it would just magically go away.
Why would you want, I mean, I understand that the debt became, it became due when the kid was killed and stopped paying the loan. I guess I'm trying to find a balance here someplace, and I don't know what the balance is. I can see this, another story about a kid named Chris Gonzalez, couldn't keep up with his loans after he came down with lymphoma, got laid off by Goldman Sachs, didn't have any income, didn't have anything. And he asked them to suspend his payments because of a hardship. A state of New Jersey is now suing him for $266,000. What about looking into or having an insurance fund or something that's moderately creative that would take care of these things instead of
Isn't that what GAP insurance is? Doesn't gap insurance on a lot of different things kind of cover things like that? If you're out of work for a long time?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure exactly how you how it would work here. Gap is to cover that which you're not covered for.
Mm-hmm.
And between one policy and another, like Social Security, I think, or Medicare has gap policies in it, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I get that the family owed the money, the kid owed the money. I get that. But it seems to me, with all of the public programs that we have, and we all know that we are awash in this country with public programs to help this, that, or the other person. So why isn't there some sort of a state-funded insurance
program? You know what
I
would like to see? Since I've been playing the If This Were My World, what I'd like to see game all morning long?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if people in the community or that knew this woman got together and did a GoFundMe to help you out of the debt?
Yeah.
And that may happen.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's a viable option for a lot of things now.
But I think that the state, when they become as aggressive as they have here, have some splaining to do. I know how Lucy had some splaining to do, Jen.
I do. I
love
it. Got
some splaining to do. I don't know. I want to see justice. The money is due. It's owed. And it should be paid. But not by a grieving mother who doesn't have any money in the first place. Yeah, she co-signed it. But isn't there a better way as we think of ourselves as a progressive society, better way to handle this? But plus the fact, you know what? Too many people are going to college. There's too much emphasis on going to college, borrowing all this money. Look at all the people that are in debt when they graduated from college this year and don't even have a job. They have no place to. What are we doing?
They're living
at
home
still. Why are we telling everybody they need to go to college?
The fact that we don't promote trade school more often is just ridiculous. People look down upon it. I mean, not everybody's cut out to go to a four-year. Not everybody wants to go to a four-year. And now a four-year, because so many people do it, you need a master's degree. You need to keep going to advance yourself. I mean, it's a perfectly good idea to go to trade school. We need to be promoting that.
All right, in a moment, what can cause you prosperity? Think about what could be good for you. The gold rally now is pretty cool, but there's another way. I'm going to have somebody here named Jordan Goodman to explain something I've been talking about on the air this week that is nothing but good for all of you. Up next here.
Today on App Check, Songkick creates a personalized concert calendar based on your bands and your location. It's close, but still needs a little work. Songkick. Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Downtown LA now boasts a science fiction schoolroom where kids can stretch their imaginations while learning about conservation. Frédéric Dieudonné, you like that, huh? Is Jules Verne Adventures co-founder.
The idea is to have the children, the younger generations, and, like you said, the adults, become aware of the beauties of the world surrounding us, and also maybe thinking of doing something to keep it as it is. You know, mankind has been very
naughty?
Yes, sometimes naughty, you know. They don't realize everything is intermingled.
Jules Verne Adventures is at jvaff.org. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call Invent Help. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many mistakes have you made today? Probably at least three. Here's the social science of it.
One, two, five. Three.
Researchers have identified at least three types of common mistakes. The first, the assumption type. You leave out a critical piece of information and assume you did it right. Next, a selection mistake, where you switch things accidentally. And the final mistake, a capture mistake. You start one thing, something captures your attention, and you forget to do the first.
Spectacular mistake.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Routine is not your friend. Check your work, check your friend's work, and then get them to recheck your work. Create a checklist of what to do correctly and mark it off each and every time. That will reduce mistakes and keep you out of costly lawsuits. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
America Weekend. All right, so I want to know, as long as we're grinding here, I was thinking about these two students at Kansas State University who were raped two separate fraternity houses last year. The school refused to investigate the allegations because the houses aren't part of the campus. The students file lawsuits arguing that by failing to investigate, Kansas State had violated Title IX. Court documents filed this week, the government sided with the victims going after the school. Continuing effects of a student-on-student rape, including the constant fear of exposure to one's assailant, can render a student's educational environment hostile, you think? It's time now for America's Money Answer Man. Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England. The fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This was a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving, and leaving won. So it was a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty, both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents in your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that too, are they? Are they
exactly
able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten, but I know it's kind of...
It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they need to be
Go outside the box. I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or anything whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later, they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building. Typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2-3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's an alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me.
Something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you've got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and kind of grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting on a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put it in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%, and now you got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. There's a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.